Hello, Grace City. This is Adam. And for today's Lent reflection, we are going to be reading Luke chapter 22, verses 14 through 34. And we are reading in an NIV translation. So let us begin. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. And he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him. They, the disciples, began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. Also, a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be greatest. Jesus said to them, Kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on my thrones. Sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he, Simon, replied, Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and death. And Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. End of section. Just take a moment to think about a consistent thread that goes through these chapters, which is the reactions of the disciples through what Jesus is talking about. It is not exactly their finest moments. They squabble and boast, kind of like young kids. I've been around some of those recently. I know what this is like. But just to go like, you know, one of you is going to betray me. Not I, not I, not I. And then instantly going, not I, because, well, I'm good. No, won't be me, because I'm even better. It won't be me, because I'm the best. No, I'm considered to be the best. These are grown men. They're in their at least 20s and 30s, somewhere around there. Actually, we have no idea. I have no idea, at least. It's not a reaction that is uncommon for the disciples. And Jesus knows that one of them is going to betray them. And Jesus knows that one of his closest, the one of the three that he comes with him in the toughest moments, is going to deny him three times before the day is even done. Like, this is intense. It's not fine moments for this group of people. And in many ways, that's super encouraging. Because if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of our moments are not that fine either. We squabble like children. We deny Christ. Maybe not every day, but I'm sure most, maybe all, probably all of us have at some point or time. We live poorly. We've betrayed others. We've lied. We've been deceitful. Like, you know, it's easy to point the finger, but we're not that far above. But Jesus said to his group of misfits, You are those who have stood by me in my trials. and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father has conferred one on me. Even though we are not perfect, we are loved by God. It sure doesn't mean that life is going to be easy. We're going to get some trials too. But if we continue to stand by Christ, we too have great things in front of us. Lord, thank you that you're a God that loves, the God that lifts up, the God that forgives, the God can see us for who we are, for all of our strength and all of our weaknesses. Thank you, Lord, that we have examples of those people like that in your book, showing that they are not phenomenal people, perfect men, but they are broken and screwed up just like us. You love them. You love us. Thank you. We love you.